Sunday night, Arla Yud Gimel Elul. Chavisal Vavis, ladies here. This is officially the Shahar HaBechina Shir. Okay. V'amarti Belibi. I don't know, let me start with this, Feldheim. Yeah. In the introduction, page 40. Okay, the one with the Maxwell House. I go though.
You told me not to change it, so I don't.
No, Chas V'Shalom.
It'd be like stopping to buy pickles by Gus.
Yummy. I lost my place with them. I miss those Gus's pickles. They had such a variety, too.
The might be believing here. One, two, three, four, five, six. The seventh line. You're okay? The might be believing. Yeah. The Chayti believe. So I said to myself, I'm going to write a sefer about all these great things that I just talked about. Shiyah mischalek. Right. It'll be split up into chapters, or sha'arim, and it'll be sharoshei chovos halvavos. It'll be the principles, the main principles. So that's shara yichud, shara habechina, shara avodas halukim, as we know of the sefer. Umitzvos hamatzpunim, and you know, you have the principles and all the things that flow from those principles. Ulusumo ma'aseif lakol, and that'll include, you know, everything. I wanted to have everything. V'shiyah maspik b'inyonim, and I'm going to write a sefer that's going to teach people what they have to know, and it'll be all-encompassing, and it'll have everything. U'morah haderech hatova v'hayishara, it'll teach people the right way and what to do. U'manhig, it'll... Remember, he said that the earlier Doros were okay, and somewhere we lost that. So manhig b'menhage hakadmonim, it'll go back to the way the earlier Doros acted. U'musar hachasidim. U'meir mishnas hapisyus, it'll wake us up from our foolishness. U'mamik b'kedugri hachochmo hazos, it'll be deep. It's not a superficial sefer, the Chovos Halvavos. It's deep. And it'll go deep because as we learn it, we try to plumb its depths. It would be silly of me to think that I've done so, but you know, we try, but certainly you can't just read it. You can't just sit back in an easy and read the Feldheim translation. Maybe the Rabbi Feldman translation. Umazgir das halokim v'toroso, v'gorim latzolos nafsho, and it'll save people, because you can end up chas v'shalom wasting your whole life. It's very scary. Umazaris also, it'll inspire people. Umaorer hamis aleim, it'll shake up those who are just oblivious to it all. Umiyasher hamaktim, that's an interesting phrase. Maktim means like you're too hasty, you're too quick to do things, you don't think them through. So it'll straighten them out. Umargil hamis acher, and it'll make the person who's always tardy fall into place. Right? You have the people who do things too quickly without thinking, and the people who just let things slide till it's too late. Uma'asher hamaschilim, and it'll straighten out or strengthen people who are just starting out. That's us. Umara haderech l'nevochim. So like, I'm gonna write a sefer that's gonna push it, win the prize. It's gonna do all of these great things. The guy, like, he's on a roll. He's excited. He understands what's wrong. He went through this whole thing, maybe this, maybe that. I don't get it. Why is nobody talking about it? No, it can't be. It's impossible. It's not important. No, of course it's important. It doesn't affect that many mitzvahs. Of course it does. It's not that. Of course it is. I'm going to do it. I'm going to write the sefer. I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to write the sefer that's going to help everyone. And mamash. V'chashazumamti lasos mashiaskamti olav mechibra sefer azeh. Okay, when I sat down to start writing, Ro'isi, I said to myself, or I felt, or I saw, ki einish kamoni ro'i l'chaber chibur kamohu. I'm not the person to do this. I can't do this. It's too large a task. It's too daunting a task. someone like me, and I know my faults, and I know my limitations, how can I write such a sefer? V'shiyarti b'nafshi, and I made an honest assessment, and I said, ki kochi kotzer, I can't do it. My power, my koach to do this is, I can't do it. Mechalek machlekosov kifi hatzorichlo, to really figure out and to dissect all the necessary sha'orim and avodas Hashem and chodas halvodos, and like I'll miss one for sure, and I'll mess up, and I won't write everything. And but they COVID hadover be'enai. It's like, really, this is, I got too excited there. Now when I think about what I have undertaken to do, it's not for me. Someone else should do it. Someone more capable, someone more intelligent, someone more deep, someone more understanding. The kosher daiti, you know, it's too hard for me, and kosher daiti, I'm not really up to it. I'm not that smart. The chalisha sichli mehasigo and yonim, I don't really understand everything I'm talking about, and maybe I know more than the average person, but to really write the sefer that's going to discuss these in yonim, not for me. And v'she'eni boki b'tzachas loshon ha'arvi. He says, I chose to write it in Arabic because that's the language people understand, and I'm writing it for the people. And I'm not that big a linguist. And you know, sometimes you have to choose the exact word, and I don't know Arabic all that well.
Where did he live?
Yeah.
I believe he lived in Spain when the Arabs were there, like before the, whatever they're called, took over. I'm not 100% sure. I think so, though. Anyway, he wrote it in Arabic, and that was the language of his circles. Again, this is before the Rambam. Rambam also wrote in Arabic. Rambam was also from Spain.
Right.
So, I decided, you know, he just throws in, you know, I made a decision to write it in Arabic because I'm writing it for the people. Like, for now, someone would say, I made a decision to write it in English because I want someone to read the darn thing. Right? But I don't know English all that well. I have to pick the right word, and I have to really... So it's too hard for me. He probably said, I don't have time. And it's too hard, and I'm not the person to do this, and I'm not... I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I don't know, maybe I'll mess up. Maybe I'll... Asher bochi barti also and they see krova lahavin the rovanche dorenu the oresi so like sheetrech bedover yoser min aroi, I'll just expend all my kochos on it and I won't produce a good work. The sheevor boas hamida hanachona at shamarti benafshi, I said to myself, loshu mi machshavti, hold everything, put everything on hold. This is absurd. I can't produce the work that I know needs to be produced. For lo hashiva, and to retract, I changed my mind. Mimashe eskima olav. The chasher zamosi. This should be pasted to everyone's refrigerator. This next paragraph. The chasher zamosi, when I planned, and here he's being honest, and this is what he's going to end up saying, because he's going to say I copped out. This is a cop out because it's hard to do it, and people don't want to work hard, right? So I'm telling myself I'm not the right person, and it's too hard, and I don't know Arabic that well, and I'm not really smart enough to produce the work, and maybe it'll make things worse, and I'll mess up, and I'll write the wrong thing. When I planned lahoser masa hatorech hazem olai, to take off this tremendous burden, because it's a whole undertaking, right? It's going to consume my life for who knows how many years. Ulohaniach li mechabro, and to stop this idea of writing it. Shavti, I contemplated, v'chashadati asnafshi, and I realized I was choshed myself, al bochara b'menucha. I'm lazy. The Yetzihara of laziness is what's at work here. Because it's hard. It's taka hard. And wouldn't it be mugishmak? And all these cheshbonos. I'm not smart enough. I don't know Arabic well enough. I'm going to write the wrong thing. It's all a cover-up. He says, cover-up for laziness. Al bochera b'menucha. And you say, what's wrong with being boich in menucha? He's saying, the lishkon b'ma'on ha'atzla, and to reside in the house of laziness. I mean, we're not talking about laziness. He would sit and learn a whole day. I'm sure he would do mitzvahs a whole day. But this is a burden. And people don't like to take on burdens. They like an easy life, so to speak. Bahashket ubebitcha. Remember, people are going to yell at him for writing this sefer. This is also, people are going to yell at him. People are going to hear, right? So what do I need it for? Let me say, I want a quiet life. What do I need? People yelling at me. Who do you think you are? And how dare you talk against people who are doing mitzvahs and calling it worthless and wasting their time. Terrible, terrible. So what do I need that for? I need to be attacked. They're going to put up Pachkvillin about me in the street. But he chapped what's going on here. He chapped that all of his seemingly very humble and rational rationales were a cover-up for laziness and wanting to have a placid life. The Oresi, and I feared, Sheyir Ritzon HaTaiva, that it's really a bad thing, it's a taiva, L'Honiach HaMachshava HaZos, to leave off my idea to write the Sefer. V'shehu Hitani, and this Yetzirah of Atzlus, El Haman is pushing me, El Hamanucha B'Hashalva, again, because he'll for sure be attacked, Ulahaskim al hahanocha, and to agree and to decide to leave it off. V'lasheves b'moshav ha'atzlus. That's what I realize is going on. V'yodati, and it hit me. Kamos cholim, how many good ideas, how many good things that people thought of and said, let's do this. Avdu have gotten lost ba'avur hamora, because people are afraid. They're afraid to try. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of being attacked. They start telling themselves, who am I? And I won't do such a good job. And I'll mess up. And others will do a better job. And then nothing happens. And the whole klal suffers now because they didn't do it. Kama scholim, how many good ideas. This is like, this should be a motto. Kama scholim avdu ba'avur hamora. How many good ideas have gotten lost because people are afraid to attempt to do it? The kama chesronim, and how many flaws and chesronim, goram osam apachad. We're so much the poorer for things that people never did. Because they didn't want to try. They didn't want to attempt to do it. The Zocharti Divrei HaOmer, and I recall the following beautiful saying, Min HaZahirus Shelo Tarbe LeHizoher. Min HaZahirus, you should take care not to be too careful. You'll become immobilized and you'll never do anything. You'll be afraid. Min hazehirus shelo tarbe lehizoher. V'yomarti, and I said, Shemhoya komis aseik be'inyan me'anani hatova. If everyone that wanted to do a good thing, I'm going to do this, I'm going to start a chesed organization, I'm going to get involved in something, I'm going to make an organization, whatever you think to do. If everyone that did that, or even just to teach, because you have a certain clarity and certain ideas, so you're not a doer, but you're a thinker and you're able to teach and give over. If everyone that was able to do, that was doing something good or teaching, would stop until everything's smooth and the path is smooth and there's no obstacles and everybody's cheering them on and showering them with money and no one's attacking them and everybody's applauding. You know, we always look at the end of the day. At the end of the day, they made the Mossad and now everybody's thrilled and everybody's happy and everybody's, oh, wonderful. But when they started, we don't know that story. So that's what the Chavis Halavos is saying. If everyone that ever had a good idea would wait to do it until everything is like really perfect and everything's lined up, all the pieces are lined up, no one would ever do anything, because it's not life. Shosek v'omen asher yigomel lo kol ritzono, no one would do anything. He said, lohoyo adam medaber dover achrei hanaviyim aleihem hashalom. You know, the Nevi'im talked to Klal Yisrael and they gave Musar and they taught. And, you know, no one after them, everybody said, well, you know, they were given a Nevuah from Hashem. So I have to wait until I get a Nevuah from Hashem, or I have to wait till everybody accepts me. The Nevi'im weren't accepted. The Nevi'im, we know, were thrown in jail. The Nevi'im were stoned. The Nevi'im were mocked. The Nevi'im were made fun of by Klal Yisrael. You know, Asher b'chorem Hashem l'shlichuso ve'imtzom be'ezroso. Ve'ilu koya kol mi sherotza l'malos l'kol midas ha'tov v'lo yochol la'asigim. If everyone waited till for perfection, until everything, you're assured of it working out. If everyone that wanted to do something was waited till he was assured that it would work out, miniach mashi yizdamin lo mehem, and if he didn't see success staring him in the face, he would leave off what he wanted to do. How you kol b'nei adam reikim en atovos. This would be such a poorer world. There would be so much good missing from the world, because the people that do good, when you start off, you don't know if you'll be successful. You don't know even if you're the right person for it. Right? Maybe I'm not the right guy to do this. Maybe someone else will do a better job. I'll be mocked, I'll be made fun of, I'll be yelled at, I'll be people, whatever, you know. Anybody that tries, this is what Chaim Halevi is saying, over a thousand years ago, anybody that tries to do something good is automatically being innovative, right? You see a gap and you want to fill it. You say, okay, this is what's needed. Two girls came to me Friday with an idea, a certain idea for a Mat Beit Shemesh, not girl, you know, older, in their 20s already. And they said an idea, you know. So Mamish the Chavis Halavos is like, it's an idea, and they could, you know, who says it'll be successful? And you could pick it apart that there's 18 things wrong with it, why it won't work. And it's not even a good idea, and they're in for it, and this and that. And who are they? There's people better than them. Mamish, every single thing the Chavis Halavos is saying could be said. And those problems are real. The Chavis Halavos is not like painting a... But you do, you try. That's he says nothing would ever be accomplished in the world if people would just be scared. He says, that's how he describes himself. He says, if people would be scared, kama dvorim, look how much good was lost, went le'ibud, because people were scared to step out and to attempt to innovate, to be creative, to fill a gap. I see a need. I see something has to be done. He says, nothing would ever be accomplished. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, on this Chavis Halvavos, says a beautiful marshal. I want to read from the Sefer. He has a Sefer on the Hagdama. They're making a Sefer from his tapes on Chavis Halvavos. Meanwhile, it's just out in the Hagdama. He says a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful... Okay. It was here. Yeah. He has such a beautiful shot. I don't know if it's his own or he got it from somewhere. Or he's, he says HaKadosh, he said, he gives an example to the Chavis Salvavas, such a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He says, Hashem tells Moshe to go take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe says, Shlach no bi atishlach. I'm not the right person. Someone else should do it. Hashem says, what do you have in your hand? A mate. Throw it on the ground. It's going to become a nachash. So Rashi learned, and Hashem says, pick up the nachash by the tail, and he did it, and it became a mate. So you read the story and you learn Rashi, Lashon Hara, he spoke Lashon Hara, the Nachash. Vigdamilas itself says a totally different pshat. He says the Nachash is the Yetzirah. And Moshe Rabbeinu has been told to go do something positive for Klal Yisrael, to be a leader. And he says to himself, I'm not worthy, I'm not the right person, I don't speak well, he lacked confidence. Let Aaron HaKohen, my older brother, do it. It won't work. The people won't listen to me. They'll say, Lo Sholacha Hashem. It's the Yetzirah Hashem was telling him. Mamash what the Chavis Halvava says, it's the Yetzirah. It sounds rational. It sounds sichli. It says it's the Yetzirah, which is the snake. It's not really humility and righteousness. It's the Yetzirah. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, throw down the stick, and you'll see it's the Yetzirah. Now, don't be afraid. See, it was a godless to go pick up the snake. Grab the snake by the hand, and it'll turn into a mate. Says Rebbe Avigdor Miller Zatzal, he says, the mate is the symbol of leadership. The mate, you're a leader. That's how you lead the sheep, you lead the people. He says, grab the snake. Don't be afraid. Don't be coward. It's a Yetzirah. Grab it. Be bold. Be confident. Grab it. And you'll see, you'll become a leader. You'll become a leader. It'll turn into a mate. Grab the snake. It's a snake, first of all. That's the first you saw. Mamash what the Chavis Halvavas is saying. It's a snake. Meaning it's the Yetzirah. It's not real. You're not being an onov. It's all a fake. Like the Chavis Halvavas said, you know, who am I? And then he says, I said, it's laziness. It's the Yetzirah of laziness, and not laziness like we want to sleep another half hour. It's, he's in for it. He's writing a controversial sefer. He's writing something that the people are not going to be happy about. He's being very harsh with people who sit and learn a whole day and do mitzvahs a whole day, and he's being very, very harsh with them. What does he need it for? He says, I realize it's the Yetzirah, I want an easy life. What do I need controversy for? What do I need people attacking me for? Maybe I talk, won't even, and this is Mamish, maybe I won't even accomplish what I sent out to accomplish. If Avraham Kotler's at Sal, you know how many times doors were slammed in his face? You know, we're now sitting there, and there, how come so many people are in Kolel? A half a generation before me, okay, I'm an old man already, a half a generation before me, being a kollel was terrible. Terrible. We now we're yelling at the kollel guys, why don't you go to work, you bum? But then if you were in kollel, you were like a little nuts. Are you crazy? And people would go to people who the daughters, he says, what are you crazy? You're ruining your daughter's life. What do you know what your daughter's in for? And Rabaron, I mean, he could have said, who am I and what am I and I won't be successful. He started with what, 13 Talmidim he started. He didn't start with the 1,500, 2,000 people that are in Lakewood, more, Ken Yerbu. He started with 13 guys and they were the nuts, they were kooks. It was a half a door before me. I remember when being in Lakewood was like a little weird. That's what he says. Grab the snake, and you'll see it'll turn into a mate. We learn from this, I'm going to read Mamish's words, that when a person recognizes a good thing that has to be done because he sees a need, he should do it. People will belittle you. You'll have to put a velt of effort into it. It'll maybe consume your life. And it might be a lifetime effort, as Moshe Rabbeinu found out. Moshe put his life into the project of leading the people, and the people argued with him, right? And they were mislonane, and he had to put up with Korach. He, you know, it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu, wow. This is how he's presenting it. He always had opposition. He always had people sniping at him and saying Moshe Rabbeinu has ulterior motives and really this and really that. They're the craziest things they said about him, if you know them, the Midrashim. People should know that many good things are waiting to be done. And if they're not being done, it's because of false modesty and because of the selfish desire for a peaceful life. To desist from doing what we know to be a good thing is to be influenced by the Yetzer Hara. And this is the Chayes Halavas. We're learning the words of the Chayes Halavas. He sat down to write the Sefer, and he was all of a sudden beset by very rational doubts and hesitations and cheshbonos, why this is not really a good thing to do. And he caught himself. He mamish caught himself, and he said, it's because I'm lazy, and because I want a bitcha, I want menucha, I want shalva, because people are going to yell at me. I want to be Yoshe b'moshe v'atzlus. If you think he's harsh on other people, listen to what he says about himself. He says, I want to be Yoshe b'moshe v'atzlus. And I realized, look how, this is so sad. Not sad, it's sad and it's inspiring. So many good ideas have fallen by the wayside and have gotten lost because people are afraid. They're afraid of themselves. They don't have self-esteem. I'll throw that in. They're not confident. They're afraid. And it's really Yetzer Hara because it's hard work, very hard work. And they're going to be yelled at. And min hazehiru shelo tarbe lizohar. That's such a great statement. Okay. Vilu haya kol misha rosa. Vilu haya kol misha rosa lamalos lo kol midas hatov. For lo yochal asigim. Whoever wanted to be perfect before they would start doing anything, everything had to be lined up and they had to be perfect. Meniach mashim is damin lo mehen. If he would leave off doing, hoyu kol bnei adam reikim in atovos. No one would ever. He's saying now. He's expanding the idea. He's saying when a person works on himself, and now we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So these few lines, he's not talking about any more starting a mosad or filling a gap. He's talking about now the same dynamic when a person thinks to himself or herself what to do. He says, if you wait for perfection, you're never going to accomplish anything. Because who could be perfect? And if people would not do what they can, and it's really, it's the same yesod, but it's directed inward rather than outward. He says, if people would wait until they can attain perfection before they attempt to do anything, right? Machsom lepi, I won't talk lashon hara for an hour, right? And it becomes a big joke. That's what he's saying. If you wait till you won't talk lashon hara the whole day, you'll never get anywhere. Yeah, you start with an hour. Absolutely, you start with an hour. And he says, if you don't do it that way, you'll never. How you kol bnei adam reikim in atovos. You'll never do anything good because. He says, I think we learned in Sharon Vodas Elokim, he says, life is a ladder. And if you try to skip a rung, you fall down. You can't skip a rung. You got to go with the ladder. V'chaserim and achamudos, they would. V'shovim b'mrutzos tochelos nechvod. They would just always be nichzad. They would always, nitachzev.
Disappointed.
Well, whoever thought I would know Hebrew better than English? They would always be, it's stronger than disappointed, it's like a stronger word. Nitachzev, that's it. Yeah. For you shvile, it is beautiful, it's like poetic. For you shvile hatov shomeimim, the paths of tov would be desolate. Uma onos hachesed ne'ezovim. And the houses, the abodes, the dwelling places of Chesed would be full on because, if it's the same dynamic, a person for himself. who am I, and I have to wait till I can attain perfection. And if I can't be mitzchaven in the whole Shmona Esrei, it's like, why should I try to be mitzchaven in one bracha? What's the point of one bracha? Same dynamic. You do, and you try, and you do what you can, and then you'll see, slowly, slowly, you'll succeed. And so that's what he's saying. Okay. So he's back. He's off the floor. He's back with his pen in his hand. And he wants to start writing again. Bahavinosi. And I realized more. And now he gives us insight into what he's talking about, a deeper insight. Ki anefoshos ta'avosom rabo. People really, the human condition is that people want lahasig hatachlos hara. People, it's hard to be good. People want to, right? If people would be left to their own, if people would be left to their own devices, they would want a hefker life and do what you want and just fulfill your desires, and that's very gishmak. Umisrashlos lasok bedarkei hachesed, and they would neglect the ways of chesed. Umisatzlos lahakdim alatovos. The holchos tomid bedarkei haschok, the hasimcha. That doesn't mean the good kind of simcha. The nira alein mare ataiva sheyikra esen. If something, comes up that stirs their taiva, they come up with all kinds. He's like expanding on what he's saying before. He says, people, like he said, I realize it's laziness. I realize it's false modesty. I realize it's because I want a gishmak of life and I don't want to work hard. V'chulu, v'chulu. He says, now he's saying, that's how people are. People will come up with any rationale in the world not to do the right thing. Meaning, because that takes effort. We're talking about the right thing that takes effort. And it always takes a hisgabrus of seichel over the guf, because the guf wants what the guf wants. And if you want to expand this, without getting into the science of evolution, right? Give it the science Shabbat. And without getting into the amitus of what Freud, came up with. And there are very valid insights there. But I think the Gedolim and the leaders of Klal Yisrael understood instinctively that the purpose was really that a person should be like a behema and should be hefker, and right, that was the whole structure of evolution was to take you away. You could say evolution's true, but Hashem did it. You could say that, and it might even be true. I have no problem with that. Where is that? It's silly. What's wrong? Okay, so that's what Hashem did. It. I have no problem with that. But that really, the problem is that we should understand and sense. And if you look at the world shifting from a natural belief in a creator to what we have nowadays, where it's a joke, right? Everyone does what they want. It's a function of, it really is, I think, in my opinion, it's a combination of Freud, meaning the idea that we're just acting out our impulses and we're not really in control, right? And who knows what's inside of me that's really driving the force, and I'm just, I really can't control it. I don't really have Bechira. I don't really have Bechira. And the idea that we're just, one of the evolutionary species that came into being. So, there's no Tzelem Elokim. And then the strong opposition to any So good, you know, you could have good people that say, hey, listen, evolution could be true. It's just Hashem did the whole thing. And then, yeah, okay. But the Gedolim understood, and the reason it meets with such, I'll say, almost irrational opposition, I said almost, irrational opposition, is because they understand, and if you look at history and you study history, you see that that is what happened. Now, do you want to extract some good from it, some scientific good, and gain a deeper understanding of the process of Sheishis Yimei Breishis? Okay, but you're a Yochid, and maybe it could be understood that way. And there's nothing wrong, nothing essentially wrong, but certainly the whole, it was a mapecha in the way we understand human beings and how they came into being. And it was Oker, the idea that a person was created by Hashem and has a Tzelem Elokim. It was. Now you say, oh, you know, so now you can play catch up, right? It's true, you know, there's a lot, like anything, you could take things and, you know, and you say, well, it could be true, yeah, but the danger that's seen is its purpose. And that, you know, you can make a whole theory out of something, and it's bodos divrei sheker. That's what the Chazal is saying. The nira alein myra taiva sheikra esen. Like, you know, the Chazal say it. It's not a new thing. Chazal say, like, obdu Yisrael avodazora, elikadei lahati arayas befrahesya. They really wanted arayas. They wanted a hefker life, and they wanted... So they made an ideology of avodah zarah, and they built up a whole structure, and you can be sure they wrote books about it, and you can be sure they had proofs, and you can be sure they wrote op-eds, and you know, they wrote textbooks. And the Chavis Halavah is saying, you can make a whole textbooks of sheker, and people do this because they want to justify and rationalize what they want to do. And I think not in our lifetime, but in the modern world, you could say, I think these are two glaring examples of what the Chavis Halavahs are talking about. Not that Freud's not true. There's a lot of good there, and it led to a lot of good things, and Reb Sol Salanter is not that far from Freud, if you read his forum. It's not that far. He talks about the subconscious, he uses different words, but he talks about inner forces. And he says that's why you have to learn Musar. And that was his mahalach in Musar, was to repeat something over and over again. I got a whole mahalach, and everything we have now is because of Reb Sol Salanter, Michtam Eliyahu, and Sitzei Chaim, and the insights of Pachad Yitzchak, and they're all like the Kochos HaNefesh of the Michtam Eliyahu. Who's a bigger psychiatrist than the Michtam Eliyahu? Right, who goes deeper into the kochos ha'odom, into what motivates a person and what a person's really thinking about? The truth is, the Chavis Halavahs also, right, when he insists throughout the Sefer on purity of thought and yichud ha'maisa, he is devastating when he talks about what, how you can do the greatest things, and your motivations are terrible. Your motivations are self-centered and selfish. And horrid, and your actions are not right. Hashem knows what you're thinking, and then, you know, that's, but I, so there's a lot of good there that could be extracted, and if Darwin's theories could explain things and gives you an insight into Sheishis Yimei Breishis, you know, I always say, you know, the Ramban says that the reason the Torah shouldn't have started from Breishis is because it's beyond our comprehension. Right, that's what he says. He says, you know, why did the Torah start from Breishis? It should have started from Achodesh Azelochem. So what do you mean, why start from Breishis? It's not why Hashem created the world. That's the foundation of our Emunah. Of course, you're going to start from Breishis. Where else are you going to start from? Achodesh Azelochem. Who? What? When? Where? He says because we have no. It's so deep. We don't understand the story of Maisa Breishis. You know. I don't know why not. The second grader understands it fine. You know, what's the problem? The Emerald Kim Yor Vahiyar, you know? And then the Totsi Oritz Desha, Asa Mazviasera, Lemineo, whoopee. What does it mean, Totsi Oretz? Totsi Oretz means that something, it could very well mean, and it's Mestavra, it means that something evolved. Because Totsi Oretz means that there should be some, fermentation, something should be happening, and then something should grow out. Totsi, with the lotion of the creation of fish and birds, it's not rachok to say that they evolved from swamps, if you look at the Lashon HaPosuk. Anyway, the Ramban says it's very deep and we don't understand it. So, and we read the Pesukim and we go, what's the problem? I understand it. So, the Ramban knew that this is not what's going on. There's something very deep. And then you start learning science and you start learning and you say, whoa, like what did Hashem do here? How did it happen? He didn't just snap his fingers, so to speak, and say, there should be trees, and all of a sudden there were trees. That's what the Pesukim say. So what's Ramban talking about? What's the secrets that are impossible to fathom, and they're so complex and complicated and deep? What's Ramban talking about? Hashem said there should be trees, and there were trees, right? So you see in the Ramban, that there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's not rachok that, and how long it took, I don't want to get into that. No, I don't care how long it took. I don't care. What do I care? No one's asking me, no one's telling me. If I find a cockroach that's a billion years old, I still believe in Hashem, I don't care. What do I care?
But
there's no law. I don't have to be Meshavim. If it took 10 billion years, it took 10 billion years. What does that have to do with Hashem? History started from Friday, not from Sunday. History started from when man was created. We don't. That's the fallacy here. 5,771 years. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. Is inviolate. It's inviolate. It's inviolate. You're mechuyev to believe that the world is 5,771 years old. But the world starts from when Adam was created. And even that, you read the Medrash, the first hour he was created, and the second hour he gave birth, and the third hour Cain killed Hevel, and the fourth hour, what kind of hour are they talking about? Really? There's a lot going on that we don't understand. So, but the truth is that the Gedolim understood and understand that Hayom, and you see it happened in the world. Look around the world. That Darwin was very successful in being, and his Shita was very successful in being Oker Chas V'Shalom and Oker Debori from people's consciousness, and he was successful. And it's a very dangerous, bad thing. And it took people away from the idea that there's a borei, and that man is special, and man has a special purpose, and man was created for a tachlis, and he just became part of the scenery, part of the furniture. And it worked, Rachmana Litzlan. And Freud worked. You don't think every piece of garbage that we have to suffer through now, where criminals are excused, and everything that people do, they say he was drawn into it, and homosexual behavior is a disease and a genetic and all that garbage that's oiker yetzahara and it's oiker bechira and it's oker mamish yisodos emuna. Devastating. And the Gedolim understood that, and they understood that this is all boda divrei sheker luntel seilo. So why am I saying it's not sheker? I don't know. There's parts to it that's good, but you could, communism, they built up a whole thing. And then we lived, right? That I could say is in our lifetime, the whole thing. What did Reagan say? The dustbin of history? I think that's Reagan's lashon. The whole thing collapsed, and it's ashes. But they built up, that's what he's talking about. The human being is capable of creating a whole structure of sheker just to be able to do what he wants and to be hefka. And the truth is that communism is also on this mahalach, that we're pulled by the forces of history. it's not just an economic system. That socialism is the economic system. Communism is really an akira of Hashem running the world in history. And they, because the book that Marx wrote is really that we're products of forces in history that we cannot control. So between Marx and Freud and Darwin is why there's no Hashem anymore in the world.
Didn't they also take out the neshama from man?
The what?
The neshama.
Well, that's Freud. No neshama. You're a product of urges and your past and what your father said to you when you was. I remember what my father said to me. He didn't say anything to me. He just took off his belt and beat me. But look at the. Who here knows this whole garbage with the J document and the two Isaiahs, Bible criticism? I mean, that was a... Oh, man, you shouldn't know from it. No, it's Epicurus, totally. They, in Hebrew University, they're still learning it. A whole structure was built called biblical criticism. And a whole binion of sheker. With, like, a whole binion, we can't imagine, we laugh, but... They're still learning in Hebrew University, probably, and with two Isaiahs and the J document and the I document and the K document, and here it says Elohim and here it says Hashem and all thing, just to prove that the Torah was not Nitin Mi Sinai.